Listen, this a real, real good day, y'all. If y'all don't know, this is Devin Alexander and Adele Wally. And this is their signing day, so they going off to college. And we happy about that. Both of them are going to a D1 college. Devin, what college are you going to?
University of Toledo.
And Wally?
Utah State University.
How do y'all feel about this, starting with Adele? Like, how do you feel about going to a D1 college? Look from your 8th grade year. From your 8th grade year all the way up. Like, what? How could you feel? Like, did you ever picture you signing? And this, let me mind you, this is a full ride scholarship. Like, did you picture yourself going to a D1 college?
Oh, yeah. I always dreamed of being in D1. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, as everybody may not know, I did start in 8th grade. And I just felt like I was always behind. So I pushed harder to be better than the next person. And right now, I mean, that day came. You know what I'm saying? I'm living the dream.
Yeah, I heard him. And Wally?
Well, I mean, I started a year before Devin, 7th grade. And, you know, football always been my dream. And the fact that I'm going D1, it's crazy. You know, it's like I still can't believe that I'm doing it, but I'm just glad that I got the opportunity to do this.
See, most kids out there, they think they can, since they have the greatest talent, they can just go off to college. They don't have to do nothing. Their grades can be bad, but they can just pick up from any team. Like, what could you guys, like, what could you say to them?
First of all, attitude is everything. No coach, depending on how good you are or no matter how gold you think you are, no coach wants somebody with an attitude of I'm better than everybody, you know, because something like that is they going to humble you regardless. You go in there with a mindset of, oh, I'm better than everybody, and you talking like you're better than everybody instead of showing, they going to humble you. But as your grade aspect, like you were saying, grades are everything. You know, you're not going to get no scholarship at all if you don't have a grade point average of 2.5 and up with at least the 18 ACT. So to those people who act like that or are like that, I feel bad for you.
Well, with me, yeah, I'm basically with Dev. Like, it don't matter how good you are, you're not going to get no athletic scholarship without having a 2.5 or at least 18 on your ACT, you know. And even if you go on to the NFL, you know, you're not going to be playing football for forever, you know. You got to have, like, a backup plan, so you got to get your education before you play.
Hiram, yeah, Hiram. I don't know what they're talking about. I'm pretty much not a football player. Let me stop and tell y'all, I was a football player. I was into it and all that. I'll picture this day, too. I should have been on that bench where they was. It was me who was going to the D1 player. You know what happened. I want to explain to all my fans who was out there. Let me tell them what happened. The man next to me, his name is Devin Alexander. I'm a funny man. This is what I do. This is why I'm on the radio now. This is why I'm going to succeed in life, because I'm funny, and I know how to put a smile on people's faces. I wanted to put a smile on the other football players' faces except for Dev. Devin, he was a bully to me my freshman year. He had crusty lips one day on the football field. Let me tell you what happened. I persuaded myself to tell him he had crusty lips, so I told him. How can I put this? All right, he got mad. Okay, the team keep laughing. My coach, Coach McGrody, saying, oh, Jeremy, you think some stuff is funny, huh? How about you get online against him? I think he was just joking when the football team, like, all amped up. You know what I'm saying? I got on the football line. So next thing I know, I'm on the ground, and my eyes is looking up, and I'm got a concussion. Ended my whole football season. 5 days in a row, I was sick. I couldn't go to practice. People kept on making fun of me. So that's why I just want to let y'all know that is why I stopped playing football. That's why y'all see me here on the radio constantly trying to do big in here. We're going to wrap this up with everybody. But my last question, you know what I'm saying, is what are some things you're excited about going to college?
Oh, okay. What I'm excited about going to college is not only that I'm playing football, but it's getting paid for. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting a free education. I'm excited to meet new people, to be in a new environment, to be in a whole new state, you know. I've been here in St. Louis 18 years now, you know. Why not get out and experience the world? You know, you're going to travel with your team. You're going to meet new people. People going to want to know you. Because if you doing it big up there, they going to want to know you. You know what I'm saying? So first off, you're going to start off as a minor celebrity, leaving from a place where you kind of were a minor celebrity and be even a bigger celebrity. And then in 10 years, who don't see themselves in the league, you know?
Of course, of course. That's what we're hoping for. And I myself pray that everything work out for y'all. Myself, I pray that everything work out and y'all soon do get in the league, you know what I'm saying? I just hope y'all do real, real good in college. And I thank y'all for coming up here and doing this interview with me, because y'all really didn't have to do it. So I thank y'all for taking y'all time to do this.